Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, we try to bring you a message of something to believe in to tell you that Jesus loves you and so do we. So we're so glad today that you've tuned our way. You've opened your automobiles, convalescent homes, the penitentiary, wherever you are, that we might come in and tell you, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. Well, let's get right into our broadcast today and do this song for you right here. And this one says, I know the man. And I know he can.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. My dearest friend. Now wicked thing, there's no one that loves you, and your life, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk up on the waters. I can't calm no raging sea, but I know the man who can. I can't cause blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man. My dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man.
Yes, sir. Jesus Christ is that man, and he can do all things. The Bible said without him, through him, nothing is impossible. So we're glad today to be able to represent a Christ that is able to do that above that we ever expected of him. So we're so glad today that we're able to present him to you and tell you, yes, there is something to believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, let's go right now and listen to this song. Martha does a beautiful job on this song, so we're going to let her do this song for you. And this one said, this sure sounds like angels to me.
Oh, I must be close to that heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. 'Cause lately
Song, I just sit back and listen to it, and it sure sounds like angels to me. Martha does a great job on that song. We want to remember all of you today, the sick and the shut in, and you pray for us. We need your prayers. We need your financial support on this broadcast. It seemed like we've hit a slow spot, and we need some help. So you sit down and write us a card or letter, whatever God lays on your heart, then you do it, okay? Well, let's go right back and listen to another song. Then I'll be right back with today's message.
I lost my way. My feet had strayed to shifting, sinking sand. I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see. From the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes, I struggle on as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
Yes, sir, working my way back to Calvary. You know, I don't know about you, but there's something beautiful about Calvary and the blood of Jesus Christ. Going back to Calvary and pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. I had a fellow one time in a church told me, he said, well, I've done been to the altar and I've confessed my sin and that's enough. I said, no. I said, it's always good to go back. David said, my sin is ever before me. And when we stop to think about how God has forgiven us for our sin, it's always good to go back to Calvary and say, thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you bestowed upon me. Well, let's get into the message today. I want to get into the message early today, and I'm going to play so much of it, and I'm going to play the rest of it next week. We want to talk about the fire of the Holy Ghost.
All God's people said it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. You were not here last Sunday night, and we began to talk about the baptism of fire. Now, I want to read to you that was not here last Sunday night what we talked about, because it's very relevant to the message today. It was found in Matthew 3 and verse 11 that John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water, but henceforth ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And if you can remember, you that were here last Sunday night, you can remember, and I begin to relate to some of the reasons, and that's very important, some of the reasons why that God felt that His church should be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Reason one, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is needed to raise the spiritual atmosphere and the temperature of the church. The baptism with fire will revive the church. Baptism of fire will put power into certain things that appear to be powerless as of now. The baptism of the Holy Spirit will burn out the dross that is in the church. The baptism of fire is the manifestations of the presence of God in the believer. The baptism of fire will rekindle unity and bring love back to one another. God wants His church to be ablaze and on fire. And this morning we're going to begin this message by going back to the water pots. If you will notice, one verse in there said they have no wine. And you know, that's very important in the believer's life. Because the Bible said that we need to be filled with the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, the last commandment of the Bible was given by Jesus was not, go into the world and preach the gospel. We love to quote that one. That sounds so dynamic. And we quote that more often than we really quote what Jesus really said. Just before the ascension, just before that He left the disciples, the last thing He said was to them was, go and tarry into Jerusalem until you be endued with power. And speaking about the Holy Spirit that would be given to the church. Now, there's a lot of great controversy over the Holy Spirit, and it has caused a lot of theological discussions, because all theologians and all denominations do not believe the same when it comes to believing in being filled with the Spirit. Some literally believe that you've got to wait and search and seek before you can find. Now, this is a very direct direction you do not want to get into. Because to do that, you are seeking for something that you can possess. When you go to looking for something from God, and when you go to seeking for something from God that God has already said He would give you, then all of a sudden you fall out of line with God's will for your life. He wants you to be filled and possessed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you are not the possessor, the Holy Spirit becomes the possessor of your life. And it's sad today that a lot of people do not realize that the Holy Spirit is already in their life. He is not being allowed to work within their life. Jesus Christ intended for His church to be the light of the world. Now, how do you have a light without any oil? How do you have a light without electricity? You see, because to be the light of the world, the Holy Spirit is going to be the fuel that flames the fire. In other words, what I'm trying to say to you is if you're going to be the light of the world, you need something to brighten the light. You remember that Jesus told a story, or it was told in Matthew, about five wise and five other wise, foolish virgins. And He said that the virgins went out to meet the bridegroom. But they realized they had no what? No oil in their lamps. And they went to the others and said, "Give us some oil. Our flames or our lights have gone out." Now, a lot of people interpret that in many different ways. But it reminds me of a story of a lighthouse. I saw it on TV yesterday, and it really thrilled me to watch it. They were talking about the old lighthouse that they used to have out on the shorelines. And we sing the song sometime, "The Old Lighthouse." You remember the song? But anyhow, this lighthouse keeper, what he did, someone knocked at the door and he would give them some oil. They said, "We don't have any oil." So he gave them oil. Well, it wasn't very long until someone else came along and said, "We don't have any oil. Can we borrow some oil?" Well, he gave them some oil. And then another came by to borrow some oil, and him being a kind-hearted person, he also gave them some oil. Well, one day he noticed that the flame of the lighthouse began to flicker. He realizes all of a sudden that he has given away all of the oil. He has given away so much oil through his kindness that now he has no oil himself. And he realizes, how can we have a flame or how can we have a light to direct the danger of the ships without any oil to burn the lamps? And what I'm trying to say to you today, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is as much needful in your life as anything else that you have in your life. Because you cannot be the beacon that God wants you to be unless you have the Holy Spirit and the light of God's love burning so that men and women can see the danger and you can become the witness to them here, there, and everywhere you are. So it's very important that you are filled with the Spirit of God. Don't be like those other disciples. It said that they checked and all of a sudden they realized that the oil had gone out of their lamps. And today we are living in the same situation. He said, but the last words that He said, "But be ye received power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And that's what we see in Acts 2. All of a sudden the Holy Ghost came. It came as a mighty rushing wind. It filled the house in which they were sitting. It filled the believer also. And from that time on, they were different people. Peter now begins to preach the gospel. Men and women begin to hear the gospel. Men and women begin to repent of their sin. They were condemned, they were convicted, and they were convinced that they needed God in their life. And that's what we need today, men that are full of the Holy Spirit. We need people that are aflame for God, people that can reach out. You see, we have been brought up through that heritage, those people that preached the gospel many years ago. I heard Billy Graham last night.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame.
someone like me. I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near, till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, a sound that the world seldom praying. The children that God loves so dear, outside in the darkness I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees praying. Someone like me.
Well, let me send that song out to Maud Cruz. Maud, we love you. We appreciate you. We've pastored you for several years, but we'll be leaving that church. We'll be leaving the Painter's Chapel Church on the 30th of this month. And we're open for engagements. If you'd like for us to come in your church one night or one time and preach, or preach a revival, whatever you'd like for us to do. We need your help on the broadcast. I'm going to be going over to the Free Will Baptist at MacArthur as soon as I can get a hold of Terry, and he's invited me to come over there, and I'm going to go over there and preach. And we're just kind of laying back right now, getting ready to leave our churches, and we're not going to pastor for a while. We're just going to kind of float around a little bit and be with some of our friends. We've got a lot of friends in a lot of churches, and we haven't been with them for quite a while, so we thought it'd be good to just get out and go and be with them. But we need your help on the broadcast. I didn't realize how far behind we was until I got the statement this past month, and we're quite a bit in debt, and I never realized that we were that far behind. So we need your help. You pray, and whatever God asks you to do, then you do it, because this radio ministry is important to a lot of people, and we're important to a lot of people. That's not brag, that's facts. The gospel had been preached. We've been preaching the gospel on this station since I think it was back in 87, and we've been in Hinton and different places. We got other radio ministers we're going to have to let go because of the support of those. And those are packaged, and we just send a certain amount, and they package them out at any time they can. But we're going to have to let those go. But we're hoping that we can continue here in Beckley. A lot of people like our broadcast, and they appreciate us. So we want you to sit down and pray about what God wants you to do and help us. Let's pray right now. Father, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those who are lost, God, and on their way to a devil's hell. And Father, that's plain, but that's truth. You said, they who call upon the Lord shall be saved. But Lord, they haven't called upon you yet. They haven't confessed their sin. And you said, we must confess our sin, because you would be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So we're thankful for that. And we pray that the people will help me, that they will support me and lift up my hands, that I might continue in this great ministry for the Lord. Well, neighbor, you trust God, and you trust me, and together we stand, but divided we're going to fall. So let's go right back now, listen to this song, and Martha does this one, and I'll be back to close the broadcast.
It must have been a sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was going away. But as he rose, I'll come back for you this same way. Tarry here.
Neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. We hope you should pray for us, help support us. I hate to make a plea. I haven't pleaded for a while, and I think that's the reason I got behind. No, I'm not leaving the radio broadcast. I'm going to continue on the radio broadcast, and I'm just going to supply for a little while and get out and meet some of my friends. Martha and I are going to go around to several churches, back to the Pillar of Truth Church and different places to just kind of meet with our friends and simply say thank you for standing behind us. So you pray for us. I definitely need your help. I wouldn't say this if I didn't, but when I got that bill, it was staggering. I just couldn't believe it, but it was true. So I need your help. I need your financial support. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.